Using Your Marbles, a mini-educational podcast with Art Baird and Jill Yoshikav, Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
There's always student-teacher conflict. Always. Parents forget what it was like to be in school. So they forget that they had their own parent, their own student-teacher conflicts. So it's normal to have those conflicts. See, that's frustrating. You can be frustrated. At the same time, you're not going to be able to do anything about it, and so you're going to have to accept it. What I would tell you from someone who studied a lot of teachers is when I was teaching, that kind of teacher, as long as you show up and you do your work and you don't criticize out loud, you know, you can criticize your friends or your mom or whoever, but as long as you don't criticize and you show up to work, you show up to class every day and you do your work, and you turn it in, he'll get to a point where he'll know that he's got to catch up with his grading, and then all of a sudden, it'll all just magically show up in a grade book, and you'll go from a C+ to an A or whatever you think you're at, because what they'll do is they'll do a binge, like they'll work 4 straight days or 2 straight weekends, and then they'll take this huge stack somewhere in his room or in his house. He has these huge stacks of these papers. And then he'll, and I know I've even done that myself when I was teaching, and then he'll enter them all into his grading in 1 weekend, and then your grade will swing from C+ to an A. He doesn't understand how worried you are because he can't sit here and see you worried. So I'm thinking more than likely if you're turning in your work and you're doing good quality on your work like you think you are, and it's just that he's not getting caught up, so you and mom see the C+, I don't think it's a C+. And in 1 weekend, you're great, Jill. You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
It happens all the time.
Especially just one missing assignment, that 1-0 can make a huge swing in a grade.
But I would stay on him. But, you know, don't be rude. But keep saying, you know, I'm getting a lot of pressure at home. And I just want to remind you, my grade's still C+. I don't think it is. I just want to check and see how the progress is coming and getting the work in the grade book. Kind of keep the pressure on him. Teachers are human. They'll react to that pressure if you lobby them, but don't be too aggressive. Don't go and talk to him when you lost your patience, because then you'll get angry and that'll reflect onto him. And then, you know, they don't take that well, because in the end of the day, whether we like it or not, the teachers are the dictators. You know, they run those classrooms. And most students figure that out. Some teachers you like, you don't have a problem with, but some teachers you run into it. I think you're handling it right. I think you just have to keep doing what you're doing in the classroom, do your work, and keep talking to him and trying to remind him that you have outstanding work you'd like to see reflected in your grade. If it gets really bad, and I know this might take a little extra time on your part, if you got an important assignment and you think that he might lose it, it might not hurt you to photocopy before you turn it in. Just because it keeps a record, and then if at the end of the quarter he decides that he's going to give you a low grade and you're going to go to and talk to him and he's going to say you missed this assignment and missed that assignment, you can make those assignments available. It's just a cover for you. As far as the AP exam, yeah, you know, you definitely want to do as good as you can on that. But the grade on the AP exam, tragically, and I think it should be more important, but is it as important as they reflect it should be? What's important on the transcript is that you took the class.
That's right.
So, and I'm not trying to tell you not to prepare for the exam, and I think it's sad that you're not getting taught in an AP English class that. But worst case scenario, the last thing you want to do is sacrifice your other classes to overcompensate for your English class to prepare for an exam that doesn't have as much weight as you think it does.
No, because they don't use those in determining your admissions. The score is, we report it, but even if it was a 2, let's say it's not a 3, 4, or 5, they just want to see that you took the exam. But it doesn't, it's not like an SAT or an ACT where they weight that in the admissions decision making.
But that doesn't mean, you know, you don't want to do as well as you can. That's right. And you're not frustrated. But you don't want to try to overcompensate for an exam that doesn't have as much importance and sacrifice work in, say, pre-calc or whatever else, because you might do that without even knowing, and then you'll fall behind in your other classes.
For more information about Creative Marbles Educational Consulting Services, please contact us at info@creativemarbles.com. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.